Well, she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard and the host of Blazing the Trail, heard every Wednesday evening at 7:30 right here on Mater Dei Radio or anytime on your Hail Mary media app. We welcome Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David. It's great to be on with you all today.
Always great to talk with you. So, summer going well?
It's going very well. I'm enjoying the summer, but I'm also eager to turn the page into fall, so I'm ready.
That's so funny, because Brenda and I were just talking about that. I was saying how, hey, don't get me wrong, I love summer. Summer's awesome. But you get to about mid-August, late August, and that fall season kind of kicks in my mind.
It does. And there's all the planning that goes on during the summer. And sometimes you're just ready to just kind of get back into the swing of things and the routine. So I'm ready for that to happen.
Yeah. And I got to imagine, too, students will be coming back to St. Anthony's School here in several weeks.
They will. Yes. The school is right behind my office and it's been so quiet all summer. So I can't wait to have their voices back.
Yes.
Back and hearing them going to lunch and to their classes and just having that vibrant energy on campus.
Do they have, during the course of the week, a student mass?
They do, yes, on Thursday morning. So we often join that student mass, which is just a lovely occasion.
That would be fun, definitely, yeah. For sure. Well, look, I wanted to talk today. We don't get a chance to talk about, other than I introduce it, your show, Blazing the Trail, right here on Mater Dei Radio, as I mentioned. And how long have you been doing the show now? A couple years?
Yeah, it's been a few years. I was invited to start hosting this show. It was early 2020. We can all sort of guess what happened after that.
Yes.
in all seriousness, it really, that experience of the pandemic really opened up some possibilities to think creatively about what we were going to do with the show and the kinds of guests that I could interview, because it just made it easier access to folks around the country and even different parts of the world as we were all getting accustomed to working remotely. But, you know, David, even while we were trying to solidify really the format of the show, there was one thing that really remained consistent, and it's what I tell all of my guests ahead of each interview, as I kind of lay out for them the why behind the show. And it's that I just want to do my part, small as it may be, to really remind listeners that God is real and is really doing something in our world today. And another word for that is evangelization.
Yeah.
So it's really, this is meant to be an avenue by which we're inviting listeners to participate in this foundational mission, this fundamental part of the church, which is evangelization, to spread the beautiful, the life-giving message of the gospel. So it really is a privilege to be able to share the stories of those men and women who themselves have experienced evangelization and conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, it's not, I don't want evangelization to just be a word that exists on paper, something in an article or in a church document.
Right.
It's really a powerful reality and one that can change the world. And, you know, I was thinking recently of that beautiful passage from the Gospel of Luke. We heard it recently at Mass, where Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire,"
mm-hmm.
"and how I wish it were already blazing." So to be an evangelizer then is to participate in our Lord's fervent desire to see the world on fire with divine love.
Yeah, and so the title of your show, of course, is Blazing the Trail. Did you name the show thinking about that passage?
Yeah, there were lots of things that kind of went into the naming of the show. I was at the Archdiocese at the time, and I was working with Deacon Kevin Welch, and we were trying to think up names for the show. And there's a few things in it. Part of it, it's really a nod, I guess, to that pioneering spirit of those men and women,
yeah,
who crossed the country and came out west, kind of blazing that trail. It's a little nod to even the Trailblazers, you know.
There you go.
So all of that, but really, ultimately, you're right. It's to point to the original one who blazes that trail, and that is the Holy Spirit. And so, really, our job is to follow the one who blazes that trail with, again, that fire of divine love. And I think my job is to kind of stumble along and do my best to follow.
Well, you do a great job. And I love the double or triple meaning on the name, too, of Blazing the Trail. By the way, a reminder to folks, it is Wednesday evenings, 7:30, right here, Mater Dei Radio, or, of course, anytime on the Hail Mary Media app with our host, Miriam Marston. And Miriam, you do such a wonderful job. And I'm wondering, when you're thinking back, you know, a couple of years ago and the genesis of this show, what were you thinking about as far as, okay, I'm going to do a show. This is what I want to do. What were you thinking?
Yeah, again, it goes back to just wanting to communicate this basic, powerful reality that God truly and concretely changes lives. And that's why I especially wanted to reach out to those who are in ministry, who are kind of leaders in their own right in the church at really kind of all different levels, because it didn't kind of materialize one day. That ministry is the fruit of what God has already done in their life. So those who are evangelizing were evangelized themselves. So I just really wanted to share those stories that move evangelization from something abstract to something real. And to be able, David, to show the diversity of ways that the Holy Spirit moves in people's lives, because it there might be a temptation to think, well, God can't really act in my life in that way, can he?
Right.
But when we hear the variety of stories, and that's, again, it's just a privilege to hear all the different ways that the Holy Spirit moves in people's lives, because I think it gives great hope that there's a way for each and every person to experience that conversion in their own life.
Absolutely. So thinking back over past two seasons and the different people you've interviewed, and I don't want to ask you, do you have a favorite interviewee subject that you spoke with, but does any interview stand out to you when you're thinking about, oh, man, this was something special?
Oh, gosh, there have been so many, and it's been, I do want to say, it is such a it's such a gift to be able to speak to folks locally, our priests, youth ministers, religious brothers and sisters, to be able to see how God's working powerfully in the Pacific Northwest. So that's been a real blessing to see. You know, I've been doing a string of interviews just this past summer to prepare for the coming year. I spoke with a woman by the name of Sally Reed, who is an English poet who experienced a dramatic conversion from atheism to Catholicism. So I can't wait to share her story.
Yeah.
I've spoken recently to Sister Alicia Torres, who's a spokesperson for the Eucharistic Revival. So I can't wait to, again, share that to show how that Eucharistic Revival is very closely connected to evangelization.
Yeah.
I loved speaking with Father John Ricardo and his team about Acts 29.
Yeah.
So that was a great gift, and I'm hoping to have him back on the show to learn more about their upcoming rescue project. So, I mean, those are just a few. It was great to have Archbishop Sample. It was great to have Bishop Peter. It's so many wonderful stories to share.
So are you planning ahead for September? I know you just talked about a couple of the interview subjects that you're speaking with. Anything else coming up on the horizon that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, so those were a few. And then, I'll also include, I've been doing some episodes with music as well. So I'll do special episodes with songs and scripture.
Nice.
To kind of focus on how we can just tell the story of the gospel through these other ways as well.
I know you and I have both always loved the arts and talking about the arts. So it's great that you're, you know, incorporating that into the show.
Yeah, there are so many different ways to blaze a trail, David, I'll tell you.
That's right. She is Miriam Marston, the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard, and the host of Blazing the Trail, Wednesday evening, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio, anytime on the Hail Mary Media app. Miriam, we appreciate what you do for us so much on Mater Dei Radio and the contributions you make to not only our faith, the evangelization efforts, but, you know, most of all, Miriam, the joy that you bring. And I know that's part of Blazing the Trail.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It is truly a joyful privilege to be part of just this amazing work. And I will keep following the original trailblazer, the Holy Spirit.
Wonderful. Miriam Marston, thank you again. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. Have a great day.